Country 104 Mornings, Kyle and Kendra. Coming up on 10 after 8, and as always, we do this about once a month, and it's like the second week of the month, as we bring on Ian Sneddon from Cohen Hiley for our Ask a Lawyer segment. Ian, good morning to you. How are things? You enjoying the weather?
I am, Kyle. The weather's great. I was out golfing, and I know you were out golfing, too. And probably collectively, we realized that by not playing over the winter, it did not help our games.
It's crazy, right? When you don't do something for like 6 months, how it doesn't translate the next year.
Right.
It's all right, guys. I haven't golfed for like 6 years. I think you'll have a little bit up
you
on
still,
me.
You still could beat us. Who knows at this point?
And we ask you all the time if you have any burning legal questions to send us through the text line. You can stay anonymous. You can also give us a call at 519-643-1039. If you have any burning questions for Ian, we will be taking them for the next 10 or 15 minutes or so. And we'll kick it off here by one that we saved from last time, Ian, which is, good morning, guys. I have a question for Ask a Lawyer. Is there a land transfer tax when you gift a property to another family member or your child?
Okay, so there's definitely an advantage to transferring to a family member or a spouse. Whether the land transfer tax applies or not, I'm not sure exactly where the savings is found. But if the caller wants to know, someone who knows more about this stuff than I do, then Victoria Gordon at our office or Josh LaPont would be two people that would know for sure.
Okay, I love that one. We had another one saved from last time too, Ian, that says, I have a disabled daughter who has recently turned 18 years old. Legal institutions refuse to allow me to make decisions for her. In order for me to do that, do I need to now to apply to become her legal guardian? And what would the process be?
Right, well, the person does if it's insisted upon. There's an application that's made to the court, and then it's reviewed by the public guardian and trustee as far as whether the plan's appropriate or not. And again, this is something that Josh LaPlante does very well. He could help you with that. But yes, there's an application process.
Okay, so hopefully that was helpful for those first two questions. If you have any more, feel free to please send one through the text line. You can give us a call. You, are, as always, can stay anonymous and let us know this morning if you have any questions for Ian. We will read a few more coming up. 519-643-1039.